we had 4-5 talks on the different aspects of spirituality. So our purpose is to progress on the way. To progress on the way, there are certain things very essential. If they are not there, progress won't be there. First of all is regularity. As you take food daily for body, twice a time a day. Similarly, you are here for the main purpose of giving food to the soul, bread of life, water of life, the capital of which each one of you had it. So first thing is regularity. Regularity will only give you better food if you maintain the diary for self-introspection accurately. Generally, we don't care about the maintenance of diary in respect of the self-introspection. The result is not good progress on the way. Sometimes you progress, sometimes you keep. For that, you know, as the diary prescribes, to have no ill will for anyone. Even thought, word, and deed. Thoughts are very important. You say somebody will say something against me, what he should do. Blood cannot be washed away by blood. That water of life will wash it. If anybody thinks of you, just for a while, consider calmly whether what he thinks is an indoctrinate, is having the wrong self. If there is anything, be thankful for him. You see, either the enemy will tell you something which is not right in you, or sometimes close friend, as a matter of counsel and advice, because you have pulled out the particle sun. If that is not so, then forgive him, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for them. That's the only way, otherwise this thought will rankle in your mind throughout. You will have no rest. Whenever you sit, that thing will give up. Second is truthfulness, you know. No acting, posing your mind, your heart, your speech, your brain should be unison. Only that is true, which is where these three things agree. Simply we say something out of show. Heart thinks something else, brain is thinking of something else. These are the things to me, watch very carefully. Nobody can watch you properly, as you can yourself. You know better. If we do anything, we first deceive our own self. Not we deceive our own self, but the God in us. He is there, watching our every action. He knows in the very tendency we are going. So, this is further comes out. Then comes the chastity of life. So, they say, chastity is life. Sexuality is death. The more chaste you become, the better. That will pay. You will have blessedness in you. When there is anything wrong, or lies, or acting, posing is done, and you are just appearing positive, show something what we are not. The result is you create big wall between you and the God within you. That curtain thickens. So always be true to your own self. Don't face yourself. If we want to progress on the spiritual way, it is a most necessary. And for the spiritual comes up, we are all of the same essence as that of God. We are God's solution of all consciousness, we are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low, according to the reassurance of the past, or we have our own positions in life. Some difficulties in life, that's another thing. But all the same, God has given us equal privilege. As physical body, as soul, as worshipper of the same power which controls all creation and controls us in the world. So man is one who lives forever. If our hearts are true, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. If there is a light in the bulb, and bulb is besmeared with black dots, how much time do you get? Light is within you. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. This you have to watch. Nobody else can watch it for you. And if there thing may come to somebody's notice, he might point it to you out of enmity to defame you, or out of hearty love for him, so that your brother may not be misled. So these are the things we must learn. When let money is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. And if character is lost, everything. As I told you, regularity. But these are the healthy factors to have success in your spiritual life. These are no new things I'm putting those you if you are one of you know better. If you have to give a talk, I think you're more speak more intelligently, more vehemently, go backwards, and all the force at your command. But the only thing is we should be true to our own self. Everybody knows, if a man has a lamp in his hand and falls into the pit, what to do? So he wants progress. That power is within you, always watching your every action. Be true. That's the only fearful property which will stand forever. You take one step that way, 100 steps will come. Otherwise, our failures in life, after how long you consider? Because it's not to the one within you, you see. He puts a thick curtain between you and him. So that is why it has come, you see. Oh God, we are thankful to you that you have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. What does it mean? To an innocent, innocent life and nothing of any of these failures and desires. So I wish you all power, you see, that God power, Christ power, Guru power is in you, sometimes speak to the human power to guide you. Because we do not listen to the dictate given by him inside. It is once, twice, thrice, you don't listen to his talk. That you might call the voice of conscience. If you are true to your own self, you are not to be afraid of asking God help there. If you are true to your God within you, God does not exist in heaven. He is permeating all creation, controlling all creation and controlling you in the body. He is nearer to you than your hands and feet. So keep your diary strictly. Don't stress yourself. Anything comes to you, let it be dealt with. Otherwise, how far you have got pain in your stomach, and how far you will be acting for it? If you have taken poison, how far you will keep quiet and acting for it? Through Christ. This is the most necessary factor which is going to help your problem from there. God within you is watching everything. He is watching the very tendency our mind is watching. So in few words, I perhaps you know each of you better than what I have told to you, that you know all the things. These are no new things I'm telling you. But the only thing is, we are not true to your own, our own self. Mouth should speak what is in our heart. Brain should think what we have got in our heart. We have progressed in head, let me say, not in the heart. That's the whole trouble. Brain thinks it becomes selfish, hearted, narrow-mindedness, becomes bad, wants to control everybody. He even would like to surpass everybody at the sacrifice of all of us. This is what you find the trouble going on in the world today. The reason is why they are not their heart with them, you see. If your brain thinks and your heart doesn't agree with you, I don't think. If you think to kill somebody, would your heart say yes? Do it? No. Heart is the seat of the soul, of God within you. Progress by head. But let the heart be with you. Then you will receive many things. All atrocities, all these things come because you in the world today. This life. All this has come up. Why? Because we are proud only in head, not by heart. If those two have gone together, do you think you should not go on? So moreover, you are true to your own self, you see. Remain with you are the school of thought. If you the basic teachings for all is the same. God has created you with equal privilege. You got body, soul, controlling power. All are equal. So we have joined different schools of thought. To just realize that unity that God exists, if we are stuck into the boundaries which are meant to give you development, progress, you do not come up to understand the principle for which God made man and also all the schools of thought to be, then there is conflict. There will be stubbornness, so many things. So that other individual always watching your every action, if you are true to him, you are true to God. Be regular, discipline of life, water of life. If your soul becomes strong, your heart is strong, that will be able to carry the broken carriage. Difficulty is your body or stronger intellect is strong. And spiritually we have little, very few, very frail. He said, all I can place before you to be best. As it comes to me now, I have not thought of you before, talking, but this is what it means. These angles of meditation, that the breath of life, we should dwell all around, we should dwell physically, intellectually, and we should also dwell spiritually. Sight, that is in man. Remain in contact physically too, through correspondence, and that will be able to handle diaries, two diaries. What I mean to say two diaries? That truly interprets what your thinking mind, world and is. What are doing and thinking in my head? In thought, word or deed. Sometimes you see, diaries are almost blank. As a result is given, I am putting in 2 hours such and such and no problem. What should I be doing? You can deceive outside people, not to the ones within you, already watching you. If your diary is all right and you are putting regular time accurately, there is no reason why you should not progress. The master power works. That's the Holy Ghost, you know, that works from time to time to guide you back. Listen to his voice. That's the main context, that's all. You have been having meditation hours. And I hope each one of you must have felt better. If you go on like that with due respect to your self-introspection and meaning of all failures, under these lights that I have put before you, how did you got entirely? God will help you more from day to day. So as I told you in my talk, every saint has its past and every saint has its future. Then hope for everybody. Don't be disheartened. You have some power to help you out your head. Those who have indicated the way, thank you. You are not all alone. Listen to it. Words within you, and so long as you are not conscious contact with that power, remain in contact of the field. I think what I am telling you must be appealing to you, each one of you. I am just talking to you from the level of man, as a man to man. So simple life and high thinking is what you want. A loving heart. No high, no low. He is most beautiful who has got the light of God refulgent in him. That house is very beautiful in which electric bulbs are giving light. And there is no bulb there. In the most magnificent house look all dark. So this is what is required. I think you should take these into heart and live up to them. God will help you. For my wishes will always be with you, here, there and there. Because the actual form of the Master is with you always. And until, as I told you, you contact him consciously, face to face, within guidance from outside, that power was in the human soul is necessary. I think this is the gist of our direct understanding. So minimum time will give to you at 2 hours. At least this is binding. And you can do more than other players. I remember in 1912 I had a Mormon professor. You see, men of the same youth, they are loved. He would meet me, I would also go to meet him. It is back in 1912, I'm talking 6 years back. He had put on no admission without the permission in the house. So I was free. I was free to go to. Sometimes he went to give the same prayer. Then his own moment and pray the same prayer. In prayer you see 5 times they sit, bow down and then stand. And that is the general rule. When I went to you to say prayer for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, you have 20 hours. I once asked him, my dear friend, prayers are, I have only 5 sittings, and you go on for hours. He says, 5 sittings are binding to your Mohammedan. And this I do to earn his will in prayer. So to put in 2 hours I think tight is binding on each one of you, and if you do more it will be on this prayer. This is your work, you have to do it. A man, jumper is bad of course, a man is king. He wants any time to grab money, day or night. You are really after your future problems. Snatch your time any time you can. Which is this, where there is a will, there is a way. We have no will. That is why we are not able to give full decision work. And man body is the highest in all creation, and this is the golden opportunity we have got. In which we can do this. Nobody else will do for you. And you are to go. Last night I was telling people now in their lectures and this and that thing, I have been talking to you on that alone. 5 times made Padmasal, this is a golden opportunity, make the best of it. What is meditation? What is spirituality? What is the master can guide you? What he gives? God, where is God? How can you find it? All these things went out. From commencement to the end, we are talking on our word death, the name of which we do not like again. But all that we have to pass through. That is no one we have to leave the body. And generally you find anywhere the dog is talking. So my best wishes are with you. That's all that says. That power is within you, watching you, your every tendency, every thought, and extending all feasible help and protection without asking for it. So it is a great blessing to have somebody living on earth like us to guide us. You are all dear to me. Why? Because you have been put on the path. As such, we are all brothers and sisters, real relatives. This is such a relation we cannot be broken after death. How fortunate you are. If you do care, to do so, that's all of it. This is the sum total of all teachings in 2 words. If you will live by them, you will progress even more than me. I pray you all become enlightened. but we should be sincere in word, thought and deed. Now, as I am going today, all of you who have come from outside should have your own way back if they like. Those who would like to go further, if they get well afforded, their circumstances now, I have no objection. But there perhaps you will have to make your own arrangements. Whatever possible, those people also will do, but don't go totally dependent on them. You follow my point now? Be regular here, maybe. No ill will for anybody. Be truthful. Be chaste of thought and of purpose. You are not born to live for your own self. You are man. Man is one who lives for others, not for his own self only. And be regular in devoting your time to come in contact with all consciousness within you, which is controlling all creation and permeating all this. Remain in any social body like that. The purpose of all that is to reach that. Purpose of marriage is also to have a companion, to help each other, to know God. That will give you permanent joy and peace. With these words, I think, this is the best of the meditation, you think? Consider all these points what I have placed before you. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, take to your heart and live up. Your face will be shining glory to you live up. Your eyes will be open, bright.